Welcome back to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Pets, we really love them, and they tend to be at the heart of some of the truly epic tales of our times. Old Yeller, Lassie, Garfield, Air Bud. If you've ever loved a dog or a cat or a turtle or even a duck, there's a good chance you have a story to share about them. And that connection really goes deep, full of laughter, love, maybe a little bit of annoyances at times. But with that level of true connection can also come grief or tragedy. But what can our animal friends tell us about ourselves and the bonds that we share with them? That's the theme of this month's In a Nutshell storytelling series, taking place next Friday at the Sophia. Joining us now are two of the featured storytellers, Chip Powell and Zai Gilmore. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Chip and Zai, tell us each a little bit about yourselves. How did you both get into the craft of storytelling in the first place? What drew you in, Zai?
Actually, it happened accidentally. I was finishing my PhD and I really needed to do something else that's not related to PhD. And I saw an advertisement for a workshop and I went there. And that's how it started. I had no idea that I would be doing this for so long. But yeah.
What was your PhD in?
In French literature.
Oh, okay. So literature, storytelling, a little bit...
Yeah, I mean, in literature, usually we analyze somebody else's stories. Now I'm telling my own. So
yeah. Chip, what about you?
I've long been a fan of the Moth, a national storytelling organization, the Moth Radio Hour, the podcast. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I was just on a whim. I kind of looked up the Moth. I Googled it. And, well, you know, they have one in Sacramento. I knew they had them in different cities, and they did not. But I was drawn to Capital Storytelling, an organization that Zai is an ambassador for. And that led me to an open mic storytelling event every second Tuesday called Do Tell at Log Off Brewing in Rancho Cordova. Mm-hmm. A great friend and mentor, John O'Bear, runs it. And I just kind of fell in love with the art form.
What do you think the elements of a good story are, Chip?
It's a great question, because the new storytellers, and myself included, we tend to tell the most outrageous things that have happened to us. And I hear a lot of mountain climbing stories, skydiving stories. The best stories are the personal stories, the stories that really tell us about who you are as a storyteller. What did that crazy thing that happened? What did it mean? What did it mean for you? What was your journey getting from the beginning to the end? How were you changed because of it? And that's been the greatest stories are the ones that really connect with the human heart to the audience members and the other storytellers.
Yeah, speaking of some of those personal stories, you run a blog called Police Horse, which is a mix of personal recollections and poetry. What led you to launch that that project?
Oh, that was just many years ago. I enjoy writing. I don't have a PhD, I have a bachelor's degree in English literature, and I like writing. And my job is more technical. My day job is more technical in nature. I do IT, but it's just a place for me to write and get my thoughts down and talk about things that, you know, happened to me as a kid or a young adult. So it's a lot of memoir, and it's just something that I enjoy. I haven't been as consistent with it as I would like to be, but it's a nice I want it to potentially be a memoir of my life, maybe even a legacy for my kids someday. That can, you know, this is my dad's life story in a bunch of different little chapters.
That's really beautiful. Do you think your interest in poetry at all comes through on stage when you're telling some of these stories?
Yeah, and I'm a very amateur poet. We got to be clear about that. But I have been trying to write. Well, the storytelling has really cracked open the creative part of my mind and my heart. Mm. And so I started coming back to poetry in my 50s. And I do find that as I write poems, I realize, well, this is a story. And sometimes I will tell a story on stage that's based on a poem. And it's told maybe a little more poetically than a more standard narrative, but I enjoy it, and it's been met with, you know, with some appreciation, I think, from my fellow storytellers and friends and audience members.
I'm always so impressed to hear about how people can sort of stretch their talents across so many multiple mediums like the both of you do. Zai, you're also a filmmaker and documentarian, which in many ways is capturing other people's stories and weaving them into a narrative that you are witnessing in their life. How has that influenced your style of your own personal storytelling?
I would say it's the other way around, that the fact that I do storytelling has sort of led me to, you know, discover other people's stories, I would say, because I think the storytelling, the life storytelling started first, and then I started making films and writing them. So I often, I mean, it's interesting because if I look at other people's lives, and of course there are stories and there are characters in my story, but I look at myself now as a character in my own story sometimes. So, you know, it's an exchange of those things, I would say. But even when I'm doing something in the long form, such as a documentary or writing a screenplay, I first sort of try to focus and kind of try to shrink the story into a short story first, and, you know, see what is really the main point here, what are we really trying to convey, and then try to expand it. So yeah, first it, I need to understand whether I can tell the story in 5 minutes, and whether I can make it interesting, and if so, then how can I expand it and still make it interesting, if that makes sense.
I think it does, yeah, finding the crux of what you're trying to say, expanding it out, seeing what characters exist. One of the characters that is the star of this month's In a Nutshell are pets.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea of some of the story that you're going to tell next week, Zai?
Yeah. So this is a story about one human being and two ducks. And it's actually, I would say, it's also a love story between those two ducks, and the human me got kind of involved into it. And I have always been drawn to animals, you know, but this is something, an unusual bond, I must say, because they were not my pets per se, but we happen to be in the same space and we happen to have that strong bond with each other. So it's a story of love, but also limits of love and loss and, yeah, many other things.
I love ducks. That sounds very cute. A love story between ducks.
Yes.
Is a story I want to hear. Chip, what about you? What about your story?
Mine goes back in my late 40s. I found myself recently divorced and having moved from the suburbs to Midtown Sacramento, kind of reevaluating my life. Kids are grown, living in a small apartment and being completely free of responsibility after decades of raising children and dogs and fish and, you know, cats and all manner of creatures. I found myself, you know, utterly without anything or anyone to take care of. I still had a day job and I'm having a good time and that kind of thing. But a tiny little black panther came into my life, a polydactyl American short hair cat, not an actual panther. He looks like a panther, just a tiny one. He has more toes than you ever thought would be possible for a cat to have. And he was a stray and we found each other, and through circumstances, we decided to live together. And I found, you know, in my late 40s and then early 50s until today, I like having a little creature in my life. And I think he likes having me in his life as well. And after, you know, all my, you know, I would brag, hey, I can leave this apartment for a month. I don't even have a plant, you know. I after all this time of kids and pet, you know, and man, he just came into my life and completed it. And we've had a lot of adventures together. And that's what I'm going to be talking about a week from tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure everyone's excited to hear more. After the performances that you'll be doing next week, the both of you, how are you hoping that audiences maybe start to think of about their relationships with their pets and the animals that are around them differently? What do you hope people come away with? Chip?
That's a, you know, it's an interesting question. I don't consider myself. I love animals. I'm not out there. I care about animals. It's such a personal thing our relationship to our pets. And I don't really have a message about animals except, open your heart, be open to new possibilities, whether you think, oh, I'm allergic to cats. I can't, I don't want a dog. Be open to where life is going to bring you, because whatever you think is going to happen, whoever you think you're going to share your home with or your life with, you may be very surprised.
Yeah, and as they call it, the cat assignment. I forget the exact
the universal cat distribution system.
There it is.
When the universe chooses to put a cat and a person together, there's nothing you can do about it.
You have to trust in it. Yes,
exactly.
Indeed. Zaya, what about you? What do you hope audiences take away from hearing your tale?
I think sometimes loving someone or loving another being is not just rescuing them, or it's not even speaking for them, but to actually see the world from the place where they stand, to see the world from their perspective, trying to understand their perspective. That's also love. That's what I have realized from this story. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for both of you joining us today. I'm excited for your stories next week.
Thank you so much. We are excited.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Chip Powell and Zaya Gilmore are two of the performers at this month's In a Nutshell Storytelling Series. July's theme is Best in Show, all about pet stories, and will take place next Friday at the Sophia. We'll have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for the show today. Learn more about our guests at campradio.org/insight. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. I'm Andrew Garcia. Vicky Gonzalez will be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday tomorrow, and we'll catch you back here on Monday.